Welcome to episode 3 of You Matter, a wake-up podcast for the truly exhausted. Today's episode is definitely a bit late, but better late than never, I think. And I feel like this is a really important episode. So on today's episode, I really want to discuss, or I should say, talk to you all about bandwidth, personal bandwidth, and ability, or spoons, if you use that lingo, of kind of your ultimate capacity of what you can actually do in a day or in a week. You know, I think so much in life we overextend ourselves, or we require ourselves to do much more than we actually can get done. And I think this applies to things like the workplace and school and even family life. There's so much that we're just expected to be able to do. And I think things like social media, you know, the Pinterest projects that moms are expected to do somehow, or parents in general, really. There's just so much that we're expected to be on top of and to know about all the time. And it's inhuman. Like, what human can get everything done and with high quality and on time? It's really, we set extremely high expectations for ourselves beyond what is really reasonably achievable. And if you're someone like me who has multiple hobbies and interests, it's really kind of maddening. There's so much that I want to do every day, and I just can't. And it's frustrating. I don't know what each of your lives are like. I know I work full time and I go to school, and I have hobbies like knitting and other things that I enjoy doing, other creative endeavors and other types of events or things that I like to do outside of the home. And it's just, there's never quite enough time. And I think that's really what brings me to today. I don't know what each of your lives are like, if you have those same feelings, but I think there's some general lessons that could really apply to everybody, or most people, maybe, if not you in particular. And I think that is defining your personal bandwidth. What is important to you right now? What are the things that will set you up to be able to do the things that are important to you on a regular basis? You know, for me, part of why this podcast is out so late is because my bandwidth is overflowing. Completely overflowing. It's all very overwhelming. And I wonder if it would be helpful to sit and just consider what is truly important in life. There's so much to do and learn and experience. And, you know, sometimes the way we're feeling in a particular moment, we may not even feel like we can do any of it. And I think that finding peace in those moments of doing nothing is also really important for mental and physical health. So for this project, I really want you to, for this week, I want you to take some time and really think about what's important to you. What is at the core of your values? What is the top of your pyramid of to-do lists? What are things that you need to accomplish every day? and how can you accomplish them? And what can you let go of? Is there something that doesn't need to be done right now? Is there something that you can plan out and set on the back burner and know that in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, when another project is wrapped up, the next project will come up and you'll have time to do it? And if you do that, I want you to think about how by setting that timeline, you're going to account for new things that come up at that time. I think so much of life is planning the next step. What's next? And waiting for next and deciding that when next comes up is when you'll be happy. And that's just not how life works, I think. I think so much of life is learning to also be happy in this struggle of now. And the mindfulness that, you know, now is just as important as in 20 minutes or 20 days or 20 years. It's all important to just experience and be present in. So other than making your list and deciding, you know, the things that are really truly at the core of your values and what you can let go of, what you really have time for. If you're someone that sits and meditates, I want you to sit and think about that. And I think if you sit long enough, if you sit and consider your own history and your own wants and desires in life and goals, I think you can find what's at the core of all of it for you. Because it's going to be different for each of us, right? My meaning of life is going to be different from your meaning of life. Not that you have to seek that right now. But I think it's important to consider it. If you're someone that does active meditation, I want you to do something you love. And I want you to do it mindfully, with your whole self, for that 30 minutes or 30 seconds. However you choose to parse this together and think about this subject, I think it's a really important one. I know I've been doing a lot of soul searching on this myself, and I think for me, setting aside some time to make sure that I'm keeping up with this for all of you is one of the more meaningful things for me at this time. And while I don't want to apologize for having missed time, I want to explain that being a support is really important to me. And that mental health is really important to me. And I want you all to know that you matter. Even if I'm late on my podcast. You matter. And I want you to know that at the end of the day, as overwhelming as everything may feel, you really can eat that elephant one bite at a time. You can tackle any enormous task or overwhelming task as long as you break it down into steps and go as slowly as you need to. But you can do it. You take care and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye now.